even a vaccine, dude.
COVID is kind of like a flu shot.
It was literal genetic engineering. They hit you with mRNA, and yeah. I don't want to talk about this shit on the fucking microphone.
No one cares about this podcast.
No one wants to talk about situations.
Okay, I'll watch see how this goes. All about it.
We can talk about it. They fucking smoked your guys' brains. Really talk about
you're fucked.
It.
My brain's fine.
It, for now.
His is kind of fucked.
No, his is fucked.
Mine is fucked right now.
Your brain's good for now.
Wait, just wait and see. Well, at least we have fireflies. The grotto is coming in.
Fireflies are cool. I'm happy they're around.
There's like at least three. Or five.
I've
six.
Already counted like seven or eight.
Yeah. I'm seeing them more as I look over there.
I'm seeing them to the left and the right, so it doesn't matter.
But in years past, they used to like cover this whole part of the yard.
Oh, yeah. Slowly but surely, as global warming has happened, we're all screwed and the bugs are fucking off.
Oh, how about that time we went over to the riverbank down there when we were exploring and we saw the glowworm, like, larva for fireflies?
Damn.
I'd never seen that shit before.
I wish I'd seen that.
Well, we were both high.
Who wasn't high back in the day?
I'm high now.
I wish I was.
I know.
How mine's a little bit different, but yeah.
How did my...
My bad, dude.
Strong workout.
Wait a second.
Yeah, it's nice.
Not as bad, not as good.
What?
It's nice.
I remember this now.
You do?
Because he got...
You don't remember much.
His approval during this period of time, but didn't get mine because of the fact that...
What is he talking about?
No, he had, like, an actual location to go to. But since we had done... What?
Continue.
Whose birthday is it?
Not your birthday, let's bitch. Go.
No, who am I shouting out, though?
No one. Just go.
Oh.
What are you saying, Mr. Keeps?
Well... God damn it. You fucked me all up. All
right. I'm getting Eric Keeps for his birthday.
Good.
Oh, Jesus. As I drop the mic. Open!
Don't
tripod.
Actually drop the mic, but...
No, I don't want to know what happens. What are you saying, Eric?
I'm saying that somebody had a really good idea that they should implicate, but we need more evidence before we move upon that.
That's not what
you
were talking about.
Dude?
That is not what we were talking about, like, 30 seconds ago. I'm not even joking. Or you were talking about.
Yeah, so, elaborate.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Continue the statement
and
that you were just making.
Get one of those bogeys that you fucking...
And how?
I have a penis.
Wow.
Punch mad people in the face right now.
Well,
you're welcome.
Should stop saying dumb shit. So,
hey,
what are you saying? What?
So it was a good opportunity, bud. Let's
go
hear about it.
To the passenger side door of my car. See if there's a pack of cigarettes.
It's probably in your pocket, bud.
I don't have any. Otherwise,
there's a walker.
I just have my vape cart.
Oh, Jesus, tap dancing prices.
Well, then. This is going
just,
along swimmingly.
So what's the big golden opportunity,
somewhere,
dude?
Yeah, what's your story all about?
Let's hear about it.
I don't see no pack of cigarettes on your passenger seat.
Door?
Checking the driver's side door because I think
he
I might have had it over
door.
There.
Jesus Christ.
Just take off all the panels inside the interior of that car.
There you go.
I need
nothing
a number two, Phillips.
Well, then.
So where was this rant going, bud?
Yeah.
Fuck off!
Here's a cigarette, dickhead.
We want to hear the rest of your story, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, now...
Energy.
Have a cigarette.
Having a cigarette.
Put it in your nose and snort it.
No.
That's a pretty powerful flashlight over there.
I would not recommend
look at
that.
It's like a headlight.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Jeez.
Louise.
Ow.
Hello.
I'm on 10.
I'm probably about the same.
Yeah. I'm not going to disclose.
I also went from 7 percenters to 4 percenters.
Well, I haven't been counting, but I've been going since about 1.
When the hell did I get here?
Like 5? Like, yeah. Literally right after I came back from the liquor store with more beer.
Yeah, I saw you parking. Oh, Jesus. It's been 4 hours.
Fun fact.
Tell us.
I don't know.
I was 2 drinks in before you showed up.
Oh, cool.
Well, that explains some shit.
Not really.
No,
it does. It explains. It really does.
Gotcha. What were they, 9 percenters?
It had to be 10 or 11.
I like to stick around 5 myself.
Yeah, I go from 7 to like 4 real quick because I go from high alcohol content to good tasting.
I could probably do like a 1 of a 7.
Yeah.
And then stick with like 5s. Or like lower.
Yeah, I don't like to smoke that shit. You know why.
Yeah.
When I still smoked,
you weren't looking for employment.
Yeah. Well,
that and when I was.
Yes, I do, because I showed you that the whole statute thing doesn't go into effect for drug testing for another year. Until next July.
I'd tell them to prove it. I'd say I went on a trip to Massachusetts where it's legal. And I smoked there.
It doesn't matter where you smoke it. It just matters that it's in your system.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, I did it in a legal fucking state.
In anywhere
it's recreationally
recognized.
It
doesn't fucking matter, all right? My point is
it does matter, actually. Because how are they going to fucking contest that?
They can't,
actually.
My point
is that when...
How could you?
I used to smoke when I would drink or, like, even eat edibles or, like, whatever. I'd typically get almost, 30% as bad as he got. Because he somehow manages to get, like, completely fucking shattered.
I'm leaving these in his car.
But yeah, dude, put them back in there and fucking have him look again and be like, why the fuck couldn't I find these?
I'll put them back in when he's a couple lower.
I just don't understand how they could say, all right, I smoked this in a legal state.
It doesn't matter if it's in a legal state. It's the fact that you have it in your system and the company doesn't want you to do that.
Right, well, I'd be like, guess what, dude? Here's my loophole. Pull some
it
fucking...
It doesn't matter.
Pull some strings. Figure it out.
That's not how the shit works.
It is how that works. I test positive.
We'll just have to agree to disagree.
You'd have to test positive.
What are you doing?
Looking in your fucking car, dickhead. Your cigarettes are right on your fucking seat.
Oh. Okay.
Perfect timing. Meow.
Even in Connecticut, you're still allowed to smoke marijuana.
You ain't got much, dude. How much did you fucking smoke, by the way?
But.
What the fuck?
The whole drug testing
policy do you smoke?
Isn't... Like, they're giving people or companies a year to figure out their policies so they have a buffer.
He don't know.
That's fine. I'd be like, yo.
Because it's not like they expect you to,
how
like,
much did you smoke, really?
180 on your policy overnight.
Right, but at the same time, you still
which pen?
Indulge and not be a criminal, so...
Why are you hitting the weed pen when you're drinking?
But then there's, like...
How are they going to demonize you for
that? There's certain companies
that
are, like... We
how many times
are
you telling
you
not
this
to do that?
Do this
that's fine.
Because of the nature of the
no, world. Not even just me.
The other companies,
everyone.
Yeah, they absolutely should be like, yeah, no, that's fine.
I feel like if you're going for here's a fucking job at Subway,
that's totally fine. But if you're like a fucking surgeon or something, probably not fine.
I feel like you can still pull it off if you're the best surgeon there.
As long as you're not, token on the job.
There's no way to prove it.
Exactly. That's the nature of the beast. But it's up to each individual company to figure out how they're going to treat it.
Well,
that's why they gave such a big, wide berth of a buffer.
But at the same time, you can't really demonize somebody for that.
100%.
Because it just became legal. So, if Home Dude's going to come in here and
should
have
been
30,
legal fucking 10 minutes, or 10 minutes, 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, if homie's going to come in here and piss dirty, and he's been doing his job well, and he's probably been pissing dirty for years, but nobody ever checked his shit.
Right, but I feel like it's more of a condition of employment for a new hire rather than, like, a random.
Perhaps it is, but I'd be like, dude, you really want me to do this shit for, like, $14 an hour and not smoke weed? Like,
yeah, like, I got offered a bunch of pretty cool gigs for, like, pennies on the dollar. Like, I did this one for with study.com where I'd proofread like lesson plans and shit and like, you know, figure shit out, but they were only willing to pay $12 an hour, and I was like,
oh hell no,
yeah, no, fuck that. I could, you know, counter offer him, like, give me 18.
I'd be like, give me 22
go to 22 and then, you know, maybe, you know, meet at 18 or something like that. But it's like, you're gonna give me $12 an hour to fucking do this shit? Fuck you. Like, I didn't even answer. I was like, fuck that. But, unfortunately, most of the places that I've looked at are all like medical facilities or fucking some dumb bullshit. A lot of them pay really good, but a lot of them have all these fucking crazy-ass expectations and, you know, shit that I'm not qualified for. So it's like, yeah, I'm kind of screwed. I got nowhere in my wheelhouse, so to speak, that is, like, hiring shit that I know about.
Expand, diversify your bonds.
I'm trying. I got to apply to, well, technically, I... quote, air quotes, have to apply some point today and tomorrow. Because right now they're doing the mandatory, like, 3 work search effort thing.
Of course.
But, you know, in another week and a half, they're probably gonna fucking rescind my fucking unemployment anyway, because my previous employers are fucking assholes. And they twisted the whole thing.
They just sent me a $600 bill.
Who did?
DOL.
Really?
Yeah. I went home, I opened my mailbox.
A bill for what?
Apparently they overpaid me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For when I claimed... Alright, so...
See,
when I claimed that spot I was working at as a temp...
Okay. Yep. The one that they didn't want to pay you for.
Right. And they didn't pay me for it.
So they overpaid you for the thing that they didn't pay you for.
They think they did.
Jesus fucking
So pretty
Christ.
Much, I'm just going to call him up and be like, dude, fuck you. Because I'm not eating $600 for, you know, your bullshit. I'm just not doing it.
It's just like...
Like, you know how much you get out of me a week in taxes, dude? Like, fuck off.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, no, it's are you fucking kidding me? But, like, they're apparently starting to crack down on shit.
Oh, yeah.
So they thought they overpaid me, but how did you overpay me when I claimed that I made that money?
And then you denied my claim that week.
Correct. And then I had to wait 4 weeks to get my extra shit. Not extra shit, but let's say, I don't know how you would put it.
Holy hell.
So they knew I made that money those 2 weeks. Or 3 weeks, or whatever it was while I was there. Because I told them that. And then they put a halt on my unemployment account.
Yep.
So you're not going to pay me for this. I understand that. I already made this. So I made this. But now you're going to come back and say, you paid me to
make
this.
For the thing
this,
that you denied me to pay on.
Which you did not do. So...
I hope you have all your fucking documentation for that. Because they're going to fight you tooth and nail.
I hope they do. You know what?
No,
honestly,
I hope
I'm not even
going to
say shit. I'll call them up and be like, listen, dude. You suck.
Like, they have literally stabbed me with every fucking knife that they could. All the way through since applying for it back in April.
They're literally trying to tell me I owe them like $600 for what? Dude, you didn't pay me $600. Like, I worked that week.
Your dead console.
I made that $600. I claimed that $600.
Maybe that's how we get here?
No, but like that company paid me that. I didn't file that week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I filed and said I made $600 this week.
Gotcha.
And then now all of a sudden I look back Like, they didn't pay me out the $600.
It's just
the company that I work for paid me the $600. So I claimed the $600.
From the company you work for.
Right. And then they shut my shit, which is fine. But then the temp job stopped.
So then you filed again.
So I filed again. Because obviously I'm out of work. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? I should have just never filed in the first place.
That's what I'm thinking. Because, like, I've had nothing but fucking headaches for the past 3 months.
No, they're just on some fuck shit, dude.
Yeah, I'm not in a good position right now.
How are you supposed to tell me I owe you money that you didn't pay me? Like, how does that work? Because I don't owe you shit.
Meanwhile, your cousin can go fucking a year plus and milk the fucking system completely with no repercussions. Or, like, certain other people we know
are completely under the...
Well, certain people that we know that come around have the same predicament that I have, and they're, like, completely under the radar, and they have no fucking bullshit like I have.
No, I don't know why they're sending me a fucking bill.
Yeah, I...
That's not fair.
No.
It's like, dude, that $600 I made probably paid your employees.
Not only that, but it's like... They come at me and they're like, oh, well, your services are no longer welcome in the marketing department, but we're going to offer you this fucking position that you walked out on yesterday. And then if you don't accept the position or do the letter of resignation, fine. Then I guess we'll go our separate ways. How is that not being terminated? You're telling me I quit? Like, fuck you. This shit's all fucked up. The whole system is fucking gamed. Fuck bureaucracy.
Why the fuck did I bring everything into the sunroom? This is a
I guess I'm the only
decision.
One over here, because everyone walked away. I was just going into detail on, well, a brief detail on how they're trying to game me, take my shit away.
I don't know, that's another funny thing, is I didn't receive a single stimulus check. So... Why can't you just take that out of the money that the IRS owes me?
You know what? They
Why can't you do that?
I saw some shit
you're
about
saying
how
that
they
owe
were...
you $571. Why don't you just take that out of the $600 you didn't give me?
They were supposed to be, to like, getting the people back that they haven't hit yet.
Yeah, no, they're not gonna.
I'd try to look into it and, like, pursue that at least a little bit.
I don't think they're gonna do it.
You're owed it.
I'm owed it, but it's the fucking state, dude.
No, it's the federal government for the stimulus shit.
Yeah, good luck with them paying me.
They paid me all fucking, three times?
I'm sure they did. I had to go to work.
I did too. I was working at the time.
And they fucking dogged me.
What pissed me off was I got that bonus check for like $2,200 for like working all through COVID and like, you know, coming and doing overtime and whatever. And I immediately had to spend it to rebuild the entire front suspension on my car because the fucking town put that fucking shitty, like, Mariana Trench of a fucking bump over there on Peck. And I hit it at, like, 5 miles an hour, and it fucking ruined every single fucking control arm on my car.
It'll do that.
Meanwhile,
what is it equal to? There was 600, like,
there's 1400, 600, and maybe another 600.
So
I might be wrong.
They owe me $2,600 for going to work. That's cool. Not.
Yeah, no. Fuck the government. Like, yeah, I know we're supposed to, like, not be political or whatever, but...
I'm not getting political, I'm just saying...
They've both fucked us, like, numerous times over the past, 5 years. This is just the most recent couple examples.
I just think it's funny. $2,600, and there's nothing to show for it. While everyone's out here just flexing. That's cool.
Motherfuckers in, like,
cool.
The inner city, whatever.
Every fucking day, man.
Whoever the fuck they are, they collect, doing nothing. They're driving fucking Navigators and fucking Range Rovers and shit.
I don't care what they drive.
No, but I'm just saying, like, they're living the lap of luxury kind of shit. And they're just collecting shit or, like, living on government assistance or whatever. Meanwhile, me, who's never had to do this in my life, all of a sudden gets fired. Get fucking audited and, like, then have a fucking appeal and, like, yeah, he quit, he didn't get fired.
I mean, it's still good though, because you still got a spot.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta pay a lot of money. Like, that would have helped. But these motherfuckers are just out here, like, nah.
Go after the people that are really gaming the system, not somebody who's, like, legitimately fucked at this point.
I'm not fucked yet.
Well, I'm not fucked either. I still got, you know, a pretty sizable chunk in my savings, but.
I'm highly annoyed.
I got a pretty sizable chunk in that fucking unemployment fund that's about to go away if they make me pay it all back.
Depends if they make you pay it all back.
It says they may, in air quotes. I don't know if they're gonna, you know, actually make the whole thing go away, or, like, you know, just from this point on, or, like, whatever the fucking... I got 2 weeks to figure it out, or find out. But you're gonna find out about it once it happens, let me tell you. The whole system's fucked. And this is why one of my degrees in political science for bachelor's, because I have a double, I did a couple things on bureaucracy and a bunch of stuff on, like, all sorts of other politics. And I was like, never gonna fucking go into this system. Like, everything I've seen just makes me sick to my stomach. Like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, the whole system's broken.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I went to work during COVID and nobody gave a fuck. I didn't get a bonus. Nothing. Driving into Westchester County. Hotspot. Nobody gave a fuck. I still don't get a stimmy, though? Like, what the fuck, bro?
I don't know if that's, like, just bad luck, or, like, you didn't file shit correctly, or, like, I don't know what the...
No, it's just the government thinks that, Because now everyone wants they don't have to pay me.
All they
want to do is just put their fucking hand out, dude. Yeah. Take it everywhere they can get it. That's cool.
Fuck them.
They just put their hands out. Everybody got their hand out, but ain't nobody filling the cup. It's good shit. Meanwhile, I still manage to maintain a fleet and a crib, so... Yeah, that's funny shit. You're the most depressed motherfucker. You still live at home with your fucking parents, and you do whatever the fuck you want, pretty much. Don't tell me you're depressed. Come on. Yep. Gotta figure out what I'm gonna eat tonight. You are correct. On a daily basis, wish I could get it off government cheese, but. Like, can't.
Basically, a daily harassment. I was gonna get it, my mother, or my father's gonna get it.
That's a lot of birds.
Well, no.
It's wild.
Not really that bothers me. It's just the fact that I don't have anyone to really talk to.
You talking to me about it. I've been here already. Yeah. I got more fucking titties than you.
Alright, I'm back. What, are you guys not contributing anymore?
Don't worry about it right now.
Yeah,
I guess they're not.
For the podcast.
How long do you want this to go? It's already at 23.
We're basically done at this point.
You're a fucking liar on that one.
He's basically done at this point.
You and I are talking tomorrow, no matter what you fucking say. I don't give a shit.
Alright.
Okay, so...
Hello. Isn't that how it should be?
Yeah. Well, on a personal note, all I'm going to say is how Nelly is to Kevin, I am to Eric, and... I'm talking to him tomorrow about personal shit, so.
That situation, yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
Gotcha. Bet. Yo, can you go plug this to him?
You could have asked me that when I went there the first time.
I didn't realize it was fucking empty.
What was that, your fucking phone?
Yeah.
What bothers me is
That's all right. Let it play.
What bothers me is I realize that you and I are very similar. It bothers me a little bit because I'm so much younger than you.
All right, well, spit your game. Talk for shit.
It bugs me that you and I have gone through the same shit already. We're, 6 years apart and everything, and I can still be a emotional crutch to people who need it. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's actually a good thing.
That's not a bad thing at all. Fucking game. Like, you gotta hold your, you know,
Yeah, I hold my shit. I know how to do it.
Yeah, like, but you gotta be able to fucking spit the, you know.
I know how to spit the game too. I'm not fucking bad at that.
I'm just talking about
anything. That's what I mean by game. I don't mean spit just game. Bitches. No, I'm saying how like Nelly and I are similar. Despite being, what, 6 years apart, some shit. And Eric, I guess I'm gonna carry you into your fucking bedroom because you're light as a fucking feather to me right now. I just fucking hugged him, and it was just like, okay, you're a twig.
That's all right.
Yeah. All right, now that Kevin and Nelly have had their rant.
Oh, yeah. My show was mainly about, obviously,
bureaucracy
and
the government.
And I got fucked, but it's whatever.
That's okay. I've been fucked before. Get fucked again, I'm sure about it.
Yeah, I'm not about really to get fucked in about 2 weeks.
I'm just going to go to work and fucking make money.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to leave where I'm
just about to hustle. That. I'm about to hustle fucking shit on eBay.
Dude, I'm 2 seconds away from fucking picking up goddamn fucking furniture on the side of the street and go to Goodwill to fucking get more money.
Why not?
Because
that's a hustle.
I got to clean up. I got to clean up my car right now. As soon as I do, I'll fucking do that. I've seen couches and shit. Go to fucking Goodwill. Get money.
Yo,
I don't care.
You see some firewood?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Pick that shit up.
Put it in the heater.
I don't see any when I drive around.
Some right up the street. I'm fucking...
I don't go that way.
All right, fair enough.
Well, go that way.
Yeah, over by a fucking East Johnson.
Where is he meandering off to?
I don't know. Where is he going? Where are you going?
Coming this way.
Get this man a fucking glow stick.
Nah.
I can see him.
All right, take a shit right in your driveway.
Please don't.
No, I said I'm going inside.
And you didn't say shit, you raspberry.
Well, Eric. No. I am going to my room, and then I'm going to stay there. And I'm not going anywhere else after that.
Just do it.
Just, I'll be up there soon.
Right.
I don't want this. I don't drink Stony Joe's.
Me either, but I'll take it for the ride home.
Well, he drank about half of it, so.
Oh, fuck that. No.
I don't want it. I ain't drinking it. So.
I don't want it either. I'll fling it.
You know what?
I'll give it a good
I don't know if I believe him on not hitting the pen.
After the talk I just had with him, he ain't going to fucking hit the pen.
Better not. I told you, like, a week ago I was going to fucking hide them shits.
I don't think we need to be airing his business out.
No, I know. I'm just saying on a personal matter, this is as far as I'm going to go. He ain't going to fucking hit the pen again, because if he does, he's going to have to deal with me. And he don't want to deal with me.
I bet. I don't think we should air out his fucking laundry.
No,
no, I'm not going to air out his laundry. No,
not really going fucking full bore on this, but, no. Like, dude gets way too fucked up. And then he gets belligerent.
No, all I'm going to say is he's about maybe 6 or 7 years behind me when it comes to personal shit. Because I get what he's going through. That's what I went through 6 or 7 years ago. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah,
I get
it. You can keep that between the two of you. Like, I don't even, you know, have...
No!
I don't even have that, you know, privy to knowledge. Like, I don't care. But I'm just saying, like... Dude needs to stop fucking getting way too fucked up.
Yeah, no offense. Come here, brother, a little bit more.
Don't I hit tried?
Him. Don't hit as much.
Only when he's fucking
I get that.
And, like, I try to shake him or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Then, like, he has non-responsive, so I'll slap him a few times, then I'll wake up for, like, 10 seconds. So then I'll fucking, you know, give him a fucking knee knocker or fucking whatever to, like, jostle him awake.
Well,
that's it.
I don't know what the fuck you guys do, but...
But fuck, I'm kidding.
I really hope not.
No, if you were doing that, you wouldn't know.
If he'd actually get up, I wouldn't have to do that.
Oh, jeez.
Not butt fuck him, but, like, hit him.
Yeah. You guys are wild.
Seems to be the only thing that will break him out of his sleeping slumber... Or whatever you want to call it.
The slightest this idea.
Catatonic state, maybe. Dude's literally, like, in limbo. Like, he's just fucking gone.
I don't know how. You guys have a nice house. You don't pay many bills.
No, like, he gets, like, fucked
how
up.
Do you
and
fucking
like, he
get
gets
that way?
Really fucked up. And, like, just. Done.
How the fuck do you get that way? I don't understand.
This one might not be one you want to post.
I'm posting it.
You should post it.
I'm posting it anyways, because...
You should.
Eric already knows I don't fucking edit shit.
So. Ooh, that was a good fucking sky blast.
We're talking about Shelby now?
No, the behind you. You weren't facing the right direction.
I know.
The whole thing lit up.
The lightning.
Yeah.
Heat lightning, because there's no fucking rain. Otherwise, this shit would be fucked.
Yep. Speaking of which, I gotta put my windows up before we go inside.
Yeah, I'm only going in for a few minutes, telling him good night, pretty much.
That was a good one.
Yeah. And then I need to get some fucking food and go home and fucking sleep the fucking night away.
You can have some slice of pizza if you want.
I'm probably gonna. Oh, jeez, there's a beetle landed on my ear. I shit you not. Somebody fucking shine a light on this. It's still there.
Better than a grasshopper.
It's still there.
Where?
Well, I pretty much feel like it's still there. Is it still there?
Yep, it's still there.
Oh, shit.
Jeez.
Damn, yeah, you got a lightning bug in your fucking.
No, that's not a lightning bug. That's a straight up beetle.
Oh, yeah, it is a straight up beetle, actually.
Jeez.
Should I get rid of it?
No.
No, it'll be fine.
Let it do its thing.
Yeah.
Earring. It's not. If it starts chewing on my skin and shit and really fucking me up, then I'm
upset. I don't think beetles do that, but...
Not that beetle. Nope.
Oh, great. I missed my window.
Of?
I had to contact this company before 9.
Oh.
It's like 9:30.
Just tell them.
9! No, they tried to bill my old card that got hacked.
Oh.
And, because I had something I pre-ordered, and I switched it, because the email said, like, go on this link and switch your payment method, and then I was, like, curious, like, let me just take a look at my account information, and then they have this, like, warning message saying, like, oh, you can't change your payment to a previous order.
So do you have your credit card number, or, like, front, back, you know, like, what trying to...
Yeah, I'm not giving that out.
Come on.
I already... Got swindled for $1,700, and I thankfully got it all back. But
you gotta make a chicken, dude.
Yeah. You got a stack of quarters. You can buy a McChicken.
Let me swindle you for $1,700, and then have you get it all back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's $1,700.
I would literally make a fucking scam.
Yeah, I would do that on purpose, to be honest.
Like, yeah, dude, I fucked up.
Well, no, they made these cool charges
exactly.
For like whatever it was at the site that I bought. And, like, they used it on this one other site, and then, like, I canceled it at the bank.
Yeah.
Thank God I got a fucking notification from the first time.
Yeah.
And the second time, I didn't get a notification. The first time was, like, $6.99. The second time, while I was driving to the bank, was another $1,000.
Jesus.
And that's only 7 minutes away.
Jeez.
That's bad.
So, they canceled it out. And then, since they canceled the shit, the funds all went back.
Yeah.
And, like, dropped off. Whatever, but yeah, so I had the shit on pre-order and they tried to charge it.
It's like, no.
And I'm like, okay, cool. I forgot to actually call in and change the shit. And then the email said, go to this link and change your payment method. But then I checked it today and they're like, yeah, you can change your payment method, but it won't take effect until you call our customer service department.
It's like, well, fuck you.
Well, why the fuck does your email not say that?
Yeah. Well, that happened with me with my fucking car payment. I just fucking found out today. Your car payment's 16 fucking days overdue. Why? Well, because your bank didn't notify you? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, see, like...
Motherfucker!
I feel like you should receive a bill in the mail.
Well, no, not even
that. A paper copy, so you know what's going on.
Well,
I do, but I have to pay.
And then you fucking pay the shit.
Well, my issue is I've been homeless, so I don't have a fucking address, technically.
Well,
right.
So when it goes to my mother, she doesn't fucking tell me about it, so...
It's because she hates you.
Exactly. And, like, I'm not transferring shit over to my sisters because there's so much fucking mail right now being on disability. And, like, my bank should notify me through the fucking app. It doesn't. It didn't tell me anything until today where it's like, oh, you're 16 days overdue. What are you like, fucking
thanks,
talking
dude,
about?
Why'd you wait 16 days?
Yeah, why the fuck didn't you tell me the day or the day after?
So they could charge you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I got charged.
That's why they did it.
I got charged an extra like $35, $40. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Exactly why they did it.
I'm so pissed about that.
I hate that shit.
Hey, go to the top of the description and donate us money so I can make my car payment, please. joking. I don't actually care. I'll make it on my own anyways.
Well, we won't get that many donations for actually to make a dent in your car. $9.99 anyway.
A month, please.
All 25.
Buy me windshield wipers. Those are nice.
Yeah, it's like 60 some odd bucks for fucking good ones.
I don't know, I drive like mad miles.
Speaking of windshield wipers, I definitely need some new ones because my Rain-X's are... No, I actually got Bosch Icons for once because I actually fucking had them in stock when I bought them last year.
There you go.
They almost never have them in stock. But yeah, they're finally starting to have a little dribble on the passenger side at least.
I'm sure they do.
No, well, they're older, like a year.
All right. Fuck me.
No, thanks.
I didn't mean it literally.
I know you didn't.
Did he go pass out?
Yeah, he said did. He was going to his room and not coming back out.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Like that.
The dude was literally passing out for the past hour and a half.
Yeah, hour to two. 1 to 2 hours.
Yeah, I didn't smoke.
Sure you didn't.
Well,
that was a good one.
That was. He just told me he smoked twice.
See?
All I'm saying, he smoked twice, which ain't as bad as last time because it was 4 or 5 fucking times.
Like I just said, though, like, I don't know how many minutes ago, but
I smoke flowers, so I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't, but then, like, you get it out of him way later that he did, like, XYZ amount.
This is the first time, though, I've gotten it out of him when he's fucked up.
On the same day.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm gonna have a talk with him tomorrow, so.
I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do as a fucking, as a gentleman, as a friend, you know.
As a bro, whatever you wanna call it. Yep.
I mean, I missed the weed, but, like, at the same time, like, well, I can't do it right now.
I miss the weed, too, but I can't do it, period.
At the same time, it's like, whenever I would fucking... Both,
yeah. Fuck you, dude.
Or dabs or flour or fucking whatever and drink a whole lot, I'd get almost, not quite almost, but, like, you know, a portion of where he's at right now.
Yeah.
I like to smoke the right strains where it puts me where I need to.
Since I haven't been doing that, I'm like A-OK pretty much every day.
Yeah. The issue I foresee with you is you getting off drinking if you ever do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to go back to smoking at that point.
Yeah.
Well,
which is what we all did at one
point.
Not
a bad gig.
No, it's not, but... Well, I mean, now it's especially not. But, like, for me, no, because I can't do weed at all.
Oh, yeah,
my body just don't react to it properly. It's just like, nope, you're fucked. You got to sleep or you got to throw up. Pick one, motherfucker.
That doesn't sound like a fun time.
No, it's not.
That's why he doesn't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a fun time. Like, I wouldn't do that.
It'd be like getting the spins when you had way too many cigarettes after fucking drinking and smoking.
It's like the spins when you drink way too much.
Well, no, especially when you're having, you know, that one last cigarette of the night, and then it's just like...
Rolling.
Yeah, dude.
Done.
Definitely.
I've been there, done that way too many times.
Yeah, so have I. I've gotten over that shit, though.
Yeah, but weed, in general, has changed since
Yeah, it has.
So if you know what you're getting...
I'm talking strictly about cigarettes.
I'm saying, but, like, you know, weed, if you were to get high tonight... And you smoke shit that you know, like, what it is. Alright, cool. You're rolling with that. You could smoke that cigarette. You could have that last beer. But the shit that, you know, people tell you what it is.
Unless you get the fucking shit from somewhere that's documented, you don't know what it is.
I know exactly what it is.
No, I'm just saying, like...
But it's not from a dispensary.
Depends on who you're getting from.
Which we will not divulge over
certain
the microphone.
Certain people will say you're getting this, but it's not.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, if I go with...
Then I don't fucking buy it.
Exactly. Like, if you have contacts that don't fuck with you.
Yeah, if I
wouldn't buy it.
That's like if I go to...
Are you fucking serious right now?
If I go to Meriden, I'm getting all medicinal strains that are from a fucking dispensary. But it's from
across from fucking Jacoby's, dude.
No, because it's from a dispensary in Maine.
Okay.
Moves through a few states.
Be from Maine.
Mm-hmm. Which I can call my cousin and get it from Maine anytime. I just don't.
I don't think we need to incriminate ourselves over here.
No, but there is a thing where, like, if you had your medical card and you were out of weed, you can go to Maine and get, like, an ounce. Sure. Which
yeah,
was legal, which was
that,
weird.
Reciprocate the cards
yeah.
and, like, acknowledge them.
But I don't get that. Like, why is that legal and for you to legally pass it through
it's,
several states?
It's kind of like the same thing.
It's
with,
actually
like,
not
legal to pass it through several states.
That's my point, though. But you can go to yeah, you can go to Maine with a Connecticut
and
card.
And you can buy it legally.
Right.
Yeah,
but
once
it's
you
the same thing
state
with
lines,
gun permits.
Yeah.
They fuck with you.
Certain states will recognize it and some won't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like with, sorry. My friend who has guns, I'm not going to say his name, but he has guns legally in Connecticut, and he can go to Vermont, which
and
has...
shoot his other shit.
Yeah,
but
the least...
You have to pass through Massachusetts.
Exactly. That's my point. So, like, he's like, yo, I'm fucked if I get stopped here and they search
yep.
my car.
Depends
they
on
don't
how much
recognize
balls you have.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He's just like, no, I have a brand new Tacoma, so I'm not going to fucking do that. But at the same time, he has a brand new Tacoma, so he can floor it through those states and no one's going to fucking question him.
Oh, is that the one I'm thinking of?
Which one? You just said
the friend.
Name. What?
That I got this from?
No.
No. Because they also have a brand new... No, it's a 4Runner.
Yeah. No, it's a different person.
Yep.
It's someone I know who his father owned a lake house. Now he doesn't, but he can still go up to Vermont because
he
still has
dead?
Friends and family. No.
My buddy also, he has his medical card.
Yeah.
He used to live down the street, but now he lives down from, Pops over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, his parents have a house up in New Hampshire right on the lake.
Yes.
Rub it on there. That was
yeah.
actually a fucking wicked cool time going up there. It's probably like 2011 or 2012. Like, you can literally, it was so fucking pitch black. Like, everything was 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
And you can see the band of the Milky Way. Like, you can probably see that on, like, one or two days of the year out here, even though, like, this is pretty damn dark.
Yeah.
But, like, over there, it was just, like, fucking boom.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
No light pollution, dude.
Thankfully, his parents' spot at that cabin was, like, right next to a restaurant, like, bar. On the corner of the main street, and they were like,
so you got a good dig.
Yep. Oh, it was a pretty ill fucking house.
Were there hot chicks, or did it look like someone walked around with a ball peen hammer knocking teeth out?
No,
probably
it was
ball
like
peen.
It was like an old school, like, colonial house.
Teeth. Yeah. Ball peen. Well, that was like, my friend, his father owned a house in Wells, Vermont. I'll just say that. So it's right next to the New York border. So anytime we wanted food, we would just go to New York and get food. It was great. And liquor, the liquor store was almost right on the border. It was like within like a quarter of a mile. So like if we couldn't get liquor in Vermont, we would just go to New York and get liquor.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way to do it.
So we had to go like 20 minutes to go to the grocery store, like the main drag.
Yeah.
Grocery store, gas station, you know, whatever it was. And then we just got all the shit, you know, right there.
Yeah.
But there was no sales tax.
Yeah.
So it was fucking mint.
That's why people always say, like, yo, if you're going
to
get...
Although, we went to DiBella's or whatever on the way when we were leaving the last day. The banging subs, but it was like they have like a 14% service tax.
Oh yeah, it's like yo, what the fuck?
I'm not with that. I do
yeah,
it in
it's like
it all the time.
It's like
all
yeah.
right, well,
hey,
you know,
you breathe today.
Yeah,
it costs you $65.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm fine with paying people, you know, tips or fucking whatever.
Yeah, but yo, you
don't
need to tax me that much fucking much.
Well, if like we have relatives up in Montreal.
Yeah.
So it's like,
their
normal sales tax is 14%.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're up there normally.
Oh, at least back in the day when I used to go up there 17 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. But you're bringing U.S. money over there, which is worth more than their dollars.
It is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're really not fucking losing.
You're not
yeah.
losing a whole lot, but it's still like
maybe
way
a
higher
dollar
than
or two.
It was like 5-something sales tax up here at the time.
Now it's 6 1/3.
Well, they caught on to it.
Well, it actually depends on where you go, because, like, if I go to, like, McDonald's or something and get something, it's 15% sales tax now.
Right. Well, here? It depends if you pay with American money. Oh, I was talking about Canada. It depends on if you pay with American
money. Well, no, you go in and you fucking convert your money. They have different, like, when you get across the border, like, oh, actually.
It works, yeah.
We went to, there was, like, this little bank thing in the mall that was right across the street from the penthouse that my great aunt and uncle lived at.
Swap out.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. Like, we literally just crossed the street and there was this, like, big-ass mall.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there was, like, a conversion kiosk or whatever at the little local bank branch. And we just, like, just swap the money out.
Yeah, that's where you go and do it. If you did it at a normal ATM, though, they're getting you for, like, 60 or 70%.
They didn't have ATMs back then.
No, I know, but I'm saying now, like, if you go anywhere that's outside of this country and you don't know, you're getting you for, like, 60 or 70% of your fucking money now.
No shit.
I learned that recently, and they give you obscene amounts, too. They'll be like, oh, you need this much? And they're giving you, like, $60,000 worth of their fucking normal payment. And it's like, yo, why the fuck do I need this much?
Because they're going to tax you on that.
Yeah, they're going to tax shit of you on that.
So they're just taking advantage of ignorant Americans.
Turn into 70,000. Not saying, like, that great exponential rate, but, like, you know.
No, but I mean, like,
you're paying a few hundred on it.
What the fuck is it? What fucking country am I thinking of? It's not a country that exists anymore, but, like,
the USSR?
No. There's the C. Like, the Czech Republic. That's the first thing I think of. But, like, when they... No, not when they would do it. When, who the fuck does it now? I think it's actually in London or something. But, like, they take you for, like, 50% of what you're fucking trying to get.
Well, that's pretty
damn. Hip.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
That should
no.
be some shit that should be regulated.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, most foreigners don't, like...
Yeah,
we're foreigners to them. We don't know, normally.
Exactly.
But if you look up the exchange rate and go, yo, fuck this, just go to a bank, they're going to fucking instantly be like, oh, yeah, 10%.
Yeah, somebody with a proper knowledge of how to use a smartphone should be able to fucking look at that and be like, yeah, no.
Yeah, but a lot of people think that, like, oh, ATM, convenient, fuck it, who cares, it's probably the same. They go to a bank, oh, no, you literally got overcharged by 50%. You're fucking stupid.
Oh, that shit happens.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
They pray on that shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Called scamming, and it happens here in America too.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Every time I go to an ATM, I always check the fucking thing too.
Land of the capitalists.
Yeah, you have to. I do it all the time.
Got a scammer on it.
Yeah. But
as far as yours and mine, like, we have at least $30 worth of ATM fees that are refunded every month. So you don't
have more than that.
Well, yeah.
Depends on how many times. I used to go all the time. I was one of the people. They're like. Because it used to be unlimited back in the day.
Yeah. A
couple years ago, they switched it to only $30. They're like,
yeah.
There's only like 3% of fucking customers or.
Go to a truck stop.
It's oh, you're
$4.50.
Damn.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like, there's only 3% of.
Yep, exactly.
People that are banking with us that are above the $30 limit, so we're gonna like put it to $30. And, you know, that's that. And it's like, well, that sucks because a lot of the times I would. Literally take out a couple $100 at a time instead of fucking using the card. Mostly for, you know, reasons.
Personal.
I'm sure.
Reasons that we were discussing a couple minutes ago.
Say personal. It's easier. But,
yeah, nowadays, like, I think last statement I got $12 refunded back. And most of the ones that I go to are like $2.50 to $3 a pop.
Should I call this K&N on the TV?
What?
Should I call this podcast K&N on the TV?
You could.
Call it whatever the fuck you want.
Okay.
That's literally basically K&N filter, unfiltered.
Yeah, but I don't have a K&N filter.
Right,
yeah,
but...
I don't either.
K&N... Unfiltered on the TV.
I've got the regular frame.
You know what? This is his, so this can go here. Fuck him.
He's pissing.
Mm.
I gotta do that too. I can still hold out though.
Yeah. I broke the seal a long time ago, so whatever.
I wonder how well it picks up on the wildlife in the background.
Oh, it's gonna pick it up. I know it is.
To figure out what I'm eating for dinner.
Yeah, same here. But I'm pretty sure I'm gonna go with the Chick-King, the chicken sandwich from fucking Burger King.
Chick-King.
It's called Chick-King, but I knew about it as the chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich from Burger King, because it's bomb.
Yup.
Oh, this is the Big Dipper, even though you can only see three fucking stars out of it.
Oh, yeah, it's a little cloudy today.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Big Dipper is usually in that quadrant of the sky. And then in the winter, Orion's Belt's over here.
Yeah.
And then it moves kind of like that way.
The question is, where's Miranda Lambert?
Where's Miranda Cosgrove?
Probably doing cosplay on Miranda Lambert's bed. Most likely.
Good answer.
Sure, no way to tell.
What fucking time is it?
Like 9 something?
It's almost 10 actually.
Nice. I need to get some fucking burgers.
Yeah, so do I. I gotta text the person I'm staying with to fucking tell them I'm gonna be there late. Well, normally I'm there by 10. It's 10 pretty much, so.
Well, you can get a slice of pizza if you want.
I'm gonna go get a fucking chicken sandwich.
That was a good one.
What
kind of chicken sandwich?
Burger King.
Or
the Burger King spicy chicken sandwich is fucking amazing.
You gotta add cheese and bacon. So fire.
C&B.
I tried it with the cheese, the bacon, yes, cheese, no. But I'm also fucking apparently black person with a fucking white person body. When it comes to that shit. The only thing I can't stand is the Kool-Aid.
Fuck that shit. You know what? You can see 4 of the Big Dippers.
How the fuck can you do that? There's only one.
Well, 4 of the Big Dipper stars.
The Big Dipper stars were over there.
Right? No, it's right there, right above.
Where?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's like straight above the opening in the driveway.
Oh shit, my shit's charging.
Yeah, it is.
Gotta grab that. Ooh.
Look at the brightest star right here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I thought it was off a little bit. Whatever.
Oh, I just saw either a meteorite. Yeah, no, that was a meter. Or an asteroid, a fucking, you know, shooting star, whatever.
A shooting star?
It was a very small trail. But yeah. It was, like, right on the handle. It went through that, like, little cloud bit right there.
That happened to me at my job before I started sleeping in my car.
Oh, here's another funny story. Well, not really a funny story, but literally every time we're hanging out here, me and him, we're looking up at the sky, you know, catching satellites or like whatever, looking for shooting stars. I'll look down because my neck hurts for like a half a second, and then there's like a fucking streaker going across the sky.
Yep.
The pudding man is fucking sitting right there, dude.
You're fucking the pudding man, bud.
I didn't go up.
Nope. Oh. No, he's up, but
I was gonna say, God damn it, but
I can tell you right now that
Sandy Dork?
Yeah, Mr. Goger is he's
there. Oh, I know he's there. I'm not worried about him. He's chilling,
dude. He wasn't there earlier.
No, he's chilling hard.
I'm not worried about him.
I'm not worried about him either. I'm trying to go get a chicken sandwich with the fucking bacon and cheese.
Yeah.
It's fucking fire, dude.
All right. Should we end it? It's been going for almost an hour.
What are we at, 53? Fuck it.
Almost 54.
Gonna warm my shit up.
All right. Well,
fucking hungry.
I'm gonna end it now, so weird noises. Go.
Oh,
we also forgot about these weird noises.
Oh, those exist.
I got it right next to it.
Doesn't do it if you do it slow, huh?
Yeah, well, don't do it slow.
Better do it fast. It's
my box spring, bitch.
Perfect.
This has been No One Cares About the Podcast, Canine Edition.
Hello, goodbye.
Bow! No!